Hi guys, it's me. I am back. I know I haven't been on in a couple days, so I apologize for that. I didn't mean to like up and leave you guys again. Every time I feel like I deal with things or I go through things, I just I walk away from a lot of things because I don't know how to deal. I just had a lot going on. Madison, stop. Okay, guys. Madison, a car is going to hit you. My daughter is just being so bad. I'm sorry. I'm like in the background yelling at her because she wants to run on the street to check a mail. Poppy already checked the mail thing. Come on. So back to what I was saying. I just was dealing with some things. So I kind of stepped away from the podcast for a second. Come on. I stepped away from the podcast for a second. So I'm back now. But just letting you guys know that I am good and everything's pretty good. It's just, I don't know what was going on at the time, honestly, looking back. I just had so much going on and I had to step away for a while. And now I'm back again. So hope everyone's enjoying their, like, weekends. So we got to go check on the food. Come on. I know I got to check on the food. Then we can come back. Come on. Okay, we'll come back. Let me check the food. Oh, my God. The perks of having a toddler, right? The terrible twos. She is just, like, running from me, running in the street, running in the driveway. She does not listen to me at all. Like, this is what I deal with. Come on, Madison. That door's locked. Oh, my God. Now she's trying to go up the steps by herself. Like, I can't deal. Madison. That door is locked. We have to go out through the front door. Oh, it's locked. I think Papa locked it. Let's check. So, I'm just, you know. Oh, it's not locked. Okay. Why thought we locked this door? Oh, my God. All right, go in the house for a second. I thought we locked this back door. Clearly, we didn't because we're getting in the house through the back door. But this is what happens when you have kids. They want to go outside and be bad and all kinds of stuff. So I'm in the house because I'm baking chicken right now for dinner. Baking chicken legs. So anyway, Madison, we got to call somebody first. Come on. So needless to say, Madison, oh my God, guys, I will be right back because this is turning into a mess. My daughter's not listening to me, so I'll be right back. I have to, like, find a way to get her in the house. And I'm home by myself, so I don't know, like, she's not listening to me. I need my dad to hurry up and get her seat.
Oh, my God, Mama. Oh, my God.
All right, so I'll be right back, guys. Hi, guys. It's me. So this is basically, like, a two-part video. I filmed some of this on, I want to say Saturday, and now I'm filming like another part today. So I just want to apologize. I know I haven't been around lately. I just had to take some time away again. I know I keep saying I'm not going to leave you guys and I keep coming and going back, but I just had some things going on, so I stepped away for a while. But I haven't really been up to anything lately. Just been working, trying to lose weight, and just being mom, basically. So I guess today I want to talk to you guys about my weight loss journey. So I just recently started taking some stuff to help me lose weight. It's I think the website is maximumslim.com, and so what happens is you take these Maximum Slim Classic Cocoa. You take one cup a day. And it's supposed to help you lose weight and curb your appetite. So today was my first day taking it. And it didn't really, I mean, it made me go to the bathroom after I took it. I don't know why. Like, I pooped. Sorry, TMI, I know. But I don't know if it was supposed to do that or not. It says it doesn't have a laxative in it. And it's not in the ingredients. But it just made me feel a little funny. But it was only day one, so of course it's not going to be perfect. Also, I've been taking these Maximum Trim Power Slim with green coffee bean extract to help you lose weight. It's basically Garcinia Cambogia. So that kind of helps you lose weight too. You take the pill 3 times a day. So I take it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I have a fat and carb blocker, which you take this twice a day with your meal. So I take the Garcinia Cambogia. I take this probably breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then the fat and carb blocker, I take two at lunchtime at work. And then the hot chocolate, I take that. It helps curb your appetite. I take that in the morning. So I take all this stuff. I just started taking it today, so we'll see how it goes. So far today, my appetite has been like really good. Like, I barely been eating, to be honest with you, because, and it's making me pee a lot. So I'm just peeing and peeing and peeing. And so I've been eating clean all day. Like, for lunch, breakfast, I had yogurt. For lunch, I had a tall salad and a grilled chicken tall salad from Chick-fil-A. And for dinner, I had like turkey wings with some lima beans and a little bit of rice. That's all I had. So, and I haven't really, and I had like my coworker had Ritz crackers. I had like 3 or 4 crackers. That was it. But I haven't really had an appetite. Like, normally when I'm home, like, I'm literally like binge eating and eating like a nutcase. Literally, I'm like eating everything in sight, but I have no appetite. Like, this stuff really works. This really curbs your appetite. Like, I mean, I'm drinking like sugar-free Gatorade right now, but I'm really not that thirsty, to be honest, but I'm not really hungry. Like, normally I eat a lot. So before I go to bed tonight, I'll probably eat like, I'll probably eat some fruit. Like, I'll probably do some strawberries and blueberries, and then that'll probably be it. If I probably won't eat anything else for the rest of the day, because I really don't have appetite. So I'm just basically trying to hit my main meals. But so yeah, if I eat anything else tonight, it'll probably just be some fruit, and it'll probably just be some fruit for the most part. It'll probably be strawberries and blueberries, and that'll be it. Like, something light, like, because I'm not really super hungry. So this stuff actually works, I'm telling you guys. Like, I'm literally not hungry. And if you want to order this, I ordered this kit off amazon.com. It was like $29 for this kit, so I might as well say $30 with tax. But you can also go to their website, maximumslim.com, and order something too if you want. But yeah, I don't know exactly like if this works for everybody, but I just do want to do a FYI. If you're gonna do like pills and like shakes or like whatever stuff to help you lose weight, you have to make sure that you also eat clean. You can't just take the pills and take the shakes or whatever and not eat clean. It even says that on the website, and it says that like when you order the box, it says in the box basically like you have to, you know, eat a good diet plan. If you go to amazon.com, it'll tell you like you have to have a good diet plan as well. So for me, it was like, I don't just want to rely on the pills and the, you know, hot chocolate to lose the weight. So it was important for me to eat clean, and so I've done good today. So, and really, once you eat clean and you take these pills, you don't get much of an appetite, but you will pee a lot, because I've been peeing all day, and peeing is good because it cleans you out. So just try to drink a lot of water, or like I said, for me, sugar-free Gatorade, stuff like that, that's gonna help you. But you can lose the weight, but you just don't want to rely solely on the pills. So it's my first day, so I'm gonna keep you guys updated on it, but we'll see how far it goes or how far it gets. But so far so good, so I'm gonna keep pushing with it. But like I said, I really haven't been doing anything much, just working and dealing with stuff like that. And I'm just learning that I'm not gonna let everything that sometimes work, my job gets to me, but I'm like learning that I can't let everything get to me. So I pray about it and I keep it moving. So that's basically what I've been up to, guys. I haven't been up to anything. Also, I downloaded a Bible app on my phone, so I'm super excited for our Sunday Bible studies, because we're gonna actually read from the Bible together and like go through lesson plans and stuff like that. So now that I have an app on my phone, we can actually do that a little bit easier. So Yeah, nothing's been crazy going on with me. My birthday's at the end of the month, so I'm excited for that. And my dad's birthday is Saturday, and Mother's Day is Sunday, so I'm looking forward to all that. And I got tons of shopping to do this week that I haven't even did yet. So, I'll probably do most of my shopping on Friday after work, because that's when I have, like, the most time. But, yeah, nothing new. My daughter is taking a nap right now, so I got some downtime, but I'm gonna get back to doing this again, guys. I apologize for drifting away. I just, again, so much going on. Sometimes so much stuff goes on in my life, I just don't have the energy or the time to, like, give you guys an amazing podcast. And I want to be at my best self at all times when I'm doing my podcast. I don't just want to be half-assing it. I want it to be good. So when I'm not in a good space, I don't want to I don't want to record, because it's just like, I don't want to give that negative energy to you guys, you know. So, but I do miss you guys. And like I said, I haven't really been doing anything, just relaxing, chilling. And nothing much has been going on. Nothing new, really, you know. So, I hope all of you guys are enjoying this beautiful Monday. I know usually on Mondays I talk about, like, all the hot topics going on in the world, but I don't know what to talk about today. Did you guys hear about the royal baby? Like, everyone's talking about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry having a baby. I think that's beautiful. That's, like, top stories today, so I think that's pretty cool. Everyone's, like, talking about it, so I don't know. And then I seen this video on Facebook, guys, that made me cringe. Like, this man literally was on Facebook. He saw an alligator in the pond, and he reaches his hand in, and when he reaches his hand in, the alligator just grabs him and drags him in the water. And it's like, they're filming this, mind you. And the whole time they're filming, like, you don't even see him come up anymore. It's just like he's dead, probably, I'm assuming, because all they keep showing is the water and the alligator that pulled him under, and he's, like, gone. I'm like, oh my God, like, that is freaking crazy. Like, note to self, do not stick your hand in a pond with the alligator. That's just common sense. What person would do that? Like, come on now. And the people are just standing around looking at him, and I'm like, really? Like, call the police or do something. But then I was just thinking, like, why would you put your hand in there of all things to do? And, like, all you see is, like, his flip-flops sitting on the edge of the pond. And I'm sure he's dead. I hate to say that, but, like, come on. And then it was another guy where this guy was on the side of the road. Okay, these people driving their car by a window down. A guy was playing with a snake on the side of the road. He throws the snake in their car window. I'm like, okay, if he did that to me, I'm probably going to die, because I'm definitely scared of snakes. So I probably would have passed out somewhere, and they would have been like, oh my God, what happened to her? Like, because I'm definitely scared of snakes. So I was like, what in the world? It's crazy. I was like, man, I'm trying not to get into Facebook, but I be getting up into it lately. I'm like, oh my God, today I was all glued to Facebook, and I don't know why. Crazy. I see the most craziest stuff on Facebook. I be like, oh my God. Just crazy. I don't even know. I gotta stop getting so sucked into Facebook. I be getting too sucked in. Lord help. But anyway, I'm gonna end this, guys, but I will try to film tomorrow. I'll try to record tomorrow and keep you guys updated on my weight loss and what's going on in my life. So I hope you guys enjoy your Monday. I'm off, and I will see you guys later. Once again, guys, this is a two-part video. Some of this video was filmed on Sunday. Some of this video was filmed on Saturday, and then some was filmed today. So in the beginning, you might hear me running behind my daughter or telling her to come back, or that's because I'm chasing her down the street as I'm recording with you guys. So it's two parts to it, just letting you know. All right, guys, I'll see you later.